Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 4.5 cents at 8.08¾, May wheat down 4¾ cents at 11.15¾, and May beans down 2¾ cents at 17.12. We did make contract highs in Dease corn and May corn overnight. We've since backed off and closed the evening session lower, setting up a possible key reversal here. We'd have to break pretty significantly to turn in key reversals here today. We did sell 123,000 metric tons of old crop beans to unknown. I don't think that'll be a big mover and shaker, but this last round of buying that we've seen out here is certainly helping the bean market. Crop ratings yesterday, only 4% of the corn planted versus 6% on average. We're pretty far behind, and I mean, 50% behind theoretically, but it looks like it's going to be cold and wet the rest of the week here until we get to about Friday, Saturday. Then we get up to 80 degrees, but it's short-lived, back into the 50s and 60s. You know, it's been pretty much of a yo-yo, but there's still going to be some rain around, so that's going to keep these numbers low, in my opinion. Corn planting's 1% versus 3%. Pretty low number out here, but we're just beginning, and we know that corn can catch up in a hurry, as beans can too. Spring wheat plantings 8% versus 9% on average. The winter wheat crop now rated 30% good to excellent, down 2 percentage points. Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, some of the key states that took another hit. Kansas was maybe steady to improve 1%, something in that range, but still awful poor ratings. The crude oil has broken more than $4 a barrel off its highs. That may have been one of the reasons the beans broke here. Plus the dollar is up 21 ticks. It traded over 101. It got to 101.02. It's currently at 100.97. I mentioned the crude oil is down $3.30 a barrel. That's $4 off the highs. Gold and silver are sharply lower. So it looks like a bit of a turnaround Tuesday here today. Overall, though, we're going to get the corn in as we do every year. But between now and, the first week in May, we've got to see some improvements in these numbers or people will start to get a little bit concerned. Though every year we've gotten the corn in the ground, so I don't see much problem there. What else is there out here? The war continues to rage in Ukraine, but I'm not sure whether crude oil is sold off here. I didn't see any news about that. But, overall, with the strong dollar, the lower crude, one's got to think we'll probably stay lower here today. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.